please the court. I'm John Bosolewski, appearing on behalf of Mr. Perez Martinez. The case before the court this morning involves enhancement of sentence for use of a minor in drug offenses, where the use of that minor was in a minute fraction of the total amount of drugs for which the defendant was sentenced. Mr. Perez Martinez was being observed and was the subject of an investigation during which he made a number of sales to a confidential informant between February and May of last year. One of these, on March 22nd, involved the use of Ms. Davila, a 16-year-old girlfriend of Mr. Perez Martinez.
Could I ask you, before you get further through the facts, since time is so short, how do you respond, really, to the government's argument this anomaly that you're relying on doesn't really exist once you properly march through the grouping rules that the guidelines provide? Because, first of all, we have the literal issue in your case, and it's awfully hard to see how we can get beyond that, but assuming we could get beyond that, if the guidelines you're working with are supposed to, doesn't grouping address the whole problem?
Well, there are two problems with the grouping analysis. First of all, it doesn't obviate the disparate treatment I'm arguing about between a person such as Mr. Perez, whose use of a minor involved a very small amount, and he's being punished as if he used a minor for 600 kilograms of marijuana.
But the guidelines make these choices about how one takes relevant conduct into account, and nobody's under any misapprehension about how much was involved with the minor here, Ms. Davila. But the guidelines frequently, as you well know, I'm sure, you know, drag in all sorts of relevant conduct, and people often think it's unfair, but there it is. It's the sort of real conduct sentencing philosophy that the guidelines in part reflect.
Well, there's another aspect to the analysis in that second section of the government's brief that I think that's another anomaly under the guideline of 2D1.2, which is that there is that second provision that allows for a one-level enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go with this grouping rule, it's so much wasted verbiage. Every case where the use of a minor is going to be a two-level increase, and the one-level increase, and that'll be happening under the Chapter 3 provision, and the one-level increase under 2D1.2A2 will be right out of existence.
But if we're going to be literal, how can we use a guideline that is specifically cross-referenced to an offense that he wasn't charged with or convicted of?
Judge, I'm asking this court not to be literal. I'm asking this court to allow a district court to fashion a fair sentence based on the circumstances that do fall within the behavior described and contemplated in 2D1.2. In a situation where it's the defendant coming to the court saying, this is what should apply because my use of a minor was with regard to a very small fraction of the overall offense.
And Mr. Bosolewski, I'm not going to comment for myself, but I know, anecdotally, there are lots of district court judges who would be thrilled to have a little more leeway in fashioning fair sentences, but the guidelines have the status of the law. Even if we think that they're too harsh in some applications, don't we have to follow them?
Of course you have to follow the guidelines, but there's another moral aspect of this that I think may be overlooked, which is that 2D1.2, by its very terms, applies not only when someone's convicted of the three offenses, 859, 860, and 861, it also can apply when there's a stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you follow it through and look at the reference guideline in Chapter 1, it says a stipulation must be part of a plea agreement. Well, that seems to elevate form over substance, especially in a case like Mr. Perez. He went to trial. He has no option to seek that in a plea agreement without waiving his right to a trial. So here, the right to get the benefit of 2D1.2 through a stipulation is deprived. Mr. Perez Martinez is deprived of that if he wants to go to trial. And I think that's a fundamental unfairness. the right to a trial is no less important than following the law stated in the guidelines. So I ask Judge Randall to do what I'm asking this court to do, which is allow, under these circumstances, the application of a one-level enhancement under 2D1.2. The conduct here isn't, there's no factual dispute about it.
What if we accepted your argument, and how much was this line drawing? So it was one sale. Suppose it had been small amounts, but five sales of the total amount of drugs involved.
Well, again, I am pigeonholing this the way the guidelines writers do. They measure drug cases in their scope in terms of overall weight. And what we have here is a single transaction on March 22nd with a fraction over 3 kilos of marijuana equivalency, and an overall case that's some 615 plus kilos. And the number of transactions isn't in any real world in the guidelines that I've discerned, and I'm not asking the court to know.
The amount would be.
The amount would be. So, and I think that's taken into account in 2D1.2. If all 600 kilos were possessed with intent to deliver or sold with the use of a minor, then even under 2D1.2A1, there'd be a two-level increase, just as there is under the Chapter 3 provision, and you can get to the same result two different ways. So it's only in situations like Mr. Perez Martinez's, where there's a very small proportion of the drugs involving use of a minor. So I'm asking this court to allow Judge Randa to impose a one-level increase, and I'm asking the court to remand for consideration of that request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Austin.
Good morning. May it please the court and counsel. My name is Phil Hoffman. I represent the United States of America, and I was not the attorney before the district court who handled this matter. Your Honor, before I begin, I would like to, at the outset, say that this is a very clear case under the guidelines. Whether someone takes issue ultimately with the end result isn't the issue here. The court was required to look under Chapter 2 to the statutory index, which would be Appendix A for offenses 841 sub A sub 1. And under that particular offense, the court was drawn to Section 2D1.1, which requires the court to impose a two-level enhancement based on the court, the district court's reading of the guidelines and the clear application of the guidelines and all the commentary. The district court's action was appropriate, and I do ask the court to affirm the district court's opinion. Unless the court has any questions regarding this matter, I would ask that the district court's opinion be affirmed, and we rest on our submission.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh.
Thank you.
Mr. Walsh. All right, Mr. Walsh, you took this as a point of counsel, did you not? Thank you very much for your presentation and your service to the court.
Thank you.
The case will be taken under advisement.